Have you ever heard the song in the Bible about the hairy men who let down their hair? No? Well, today you get to hear about it on Life Words Day by Day. God has just delivered the nation of Israel a great victory. And in response, the judge, Deborah, and the commander of the Israelite army break out in song. It seems that this song of Deborah and Barak is sung to the surrounding king and remaining countries in the Promised Land. They are being put on notice by this song as to what type of God the people of Israel has. Deborah is telling the kings and princes who already know about the victory that's been won that the glory goes to God. She's not going to exalt a military strategy. Barak is not going to exalt his leadership abilities. They're not even going to praise Jael. But all the praise, all the honor, all the glory goes to God. And you can notice this in verse 2 of chapter 5. The song begins with what appears to be an acknowledgement of the leaders, but it's really an acknowledgement of God. Listen to what it says. That the leaders took the lead in Israel, that the people offered themselves willingly. Bless the Lord. Now I want you to look at that first line, the leaders took the lead. This can also be translated that the hairy ones let down their hair. As is often the case in Hebrew poetry, which is what this is, the second line expands or further explains the first line. So how exactly did the men, the leaders, the hairy ones, let down their hair or take the lead? It says that they offered themselves willingly to the Lord. They humbled themselves before the Lord. They submitted themselves to the word of the Lord. The first step of great leadership is offering yourself willingly before the Lord. You know why it's so important to do this willingly? Humility, willingness, is an attitude and mindset that says someone else knows better than I do. Someone else is in charge. I may be the leader, but there's a higher up that's in charge. Sometimes people offer themselves to take a task only if they're going to get credit or glory. But Deborah made sure that this would not be the case with Barak. Barak, you've committed yourself to this task, but it will not lead to your glory. You won't be brought home on people's shoulders. They're not going to throw a parade in your honor. And guess what? Barak still joined because he came around to offering himself willingly, and so did the other leaders. There was a time early on in this battle campaign that Barak was hesitant and fearful, but as it went on, he moved in faith. And this is why he can be listed in Hebrews 11 in the long list of people who acted in faith. And there's a great lesson in here for us. You may have a hesitant, timid, fearful heart right now, but it doesn't always have to be that way. Your legacy does not have to be one of lethargy and paralyzation. You can change that today. You can trust the Lord to use you today in any way He desires. You can offer yourself willingly to God, accomplishing His purposes in your life through your church today. So today, as you pray for this, also please pray for Joe and Myra Costa, our missionaries in Lebanon. Also, remember the Samba Kasamba Life Word broadcast heard in Tanzania.